It is that time. Time for Stiles and Watkins.
You can join the show by texting 916-339-1140. Find us on YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140.
It's time for Alan Stiles and Chris Watkins.
Yes, yes, yes. On a Thursday. And what a Thursday it is. A historic Thursday, with all things considered. The breaking news that has come out. Our guy, Carmichael Dave, broke it last night, and it is now official. The A's, I guess, more Oakland at the front. The A's will be spending the next couple seasons in Sacramento, Sutter Health Park. And we are, if you were listening during our time in Vegas, this is going to be similar to when we were at the Super Bowl. Things are very fluid. So we are on standby right now for when the press conference starts at Sutter Health, and we will kick to that as soon as it does go live, and we will have all of that for you. After we play that, we will give you the breakdown of the story, also reacting to your calls, and we will open up the phone lines to get how you feel, your calls, your texts, reacting to all that news a little bit later in the show. Of course, we're the flagship. We'll get into Kings Talk. We have our Kings Roundtable. That's at 12:30. We will be also replaying the press conference at 12. And again, the most important thing is when we do have time and when we're not playing either the press conference, or we're going to replay some of the interviews from the morning show with the multiple mayors were on. It was a crazy, crazy morning, and we're just getting started. A historic day, and really a confusing day in terms of everybody's feelings. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be confused as to how you feel. We are here for you. Chris Watkins, how you doing?
Great, man. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a historic day here in Sacramento. I just definitely want to echo what you just said, man. Yeah, I think there's a whole range of emotions going on, and I don't know which one's the right one to have, but it's definitely a really big day for everyone here in Sacramento. You know, besides all the circus that goes along with it, the fact that this city is getting another major league organization is huge. It's a huge, huge step, obviously. You know, the whole soccer situation kind of fell apart. They're still working on it, but to actually get another major league franchise here in Sacramento is a massive, massive deal. It's, of course, unfortunate that it has to come at the expense of the city of Oakland, which definitely deserves to have that team and has fought just as hard as Sacramento did. It's not about comparing who did more than the others, but definitely just a really sad situation that Oakland has to lose that team in order for Sacramento to get this moment. But at the same time, I think that this is something that this city has been building towards for a really long time, and I'm glad to see that, a lot's been made of, is this an audition? Is this part of a greater plan? I just think the important thing is that Sacramento is going to get an opportunity to show itself as a major market for a couple years here, and at least get to show, if it's not baseball, maybe it is soccer, maybe it's some other sport, but that this city is, in fact, big enough to carry a second major league team. I think that part cannot be overstated today enough, how big of a day it is.
Yeah, and the thing is, as we get deeper into this show, and thanks for everybody for tuning in, as we get deeper into the show, we'll have time to take those calls and break down the feelings and break down the details. We don't want to get too much into it now because we are going to throw to the live stream of the press conference. But my initial thoughts was just sad, man. I mean, I posted a story on my social media, or I posted a photo back when I was in high school many moons ago, played at the Coliseum, and when you're a high schooler, you're not really thinking about how much or how bad a stadium is. It's still a big league stadium. And that was just one memory out of millions and millions of memories that were created in that stadium, in the Coliseum. So you do feel bad for Oakland. And if you ask 10 people whose fault it is as to why this happened the way it happened, you'll probably get about, I wouldn't say 10 different answers, but you probably get about 5 different answers with John Fisher being the main one.
Yeah.
So to some degree. And if you look at this from the Sacramento standpoint and what Vivek thinks that he can accomplish with this, I mean, for him, it's a win-win, right? In terms of how it looks to those outside of Sacramento, specifically in Oakland,
yeah,
it doesn't look great. My question is, how much does he care? I mean, when you look at different business people and the decisions that they make, what is the one thing that we hear, whether we're watching Shark Tank or whatever it is? You cannot operate on emotions, right? Vivek has a plan. Mm-hmm. This is part of that plan. If somebody says, you're being used, you're being this, you're being that, well, at least we, when's the last time y'all had Major League in Sacramento? Right. So any way you spin it, I think Vivek would say, even if we're being used or nobody cares about Sacramento, it's still a positive for us because, and again, not to get too far in the weeds already, but if you look at the other options, it really comes down to how much you feel like John Fisher was going to do whatever
he wanted to do anyway.
Took right. to not be in Sacramento, not be in Oakland.
Right.
When it comes to the TV deals and, oh, they would have been in a tough spot. And we'll have people on tomorrow to break things down, people that are just as close to the action as we are. Oh, well, if Sacramento didn't give them a life raft, then they would have had to go to Oakland. Maybe, but right. the way that he literally had shown us his cards and that he did not want anything to be a part of Oakland, that's just what it is. All right, we just got the call. It is starting right now, and we are throwing to the press conference.
Oh, boy.
This is Vivek, by the way.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry. This is incredibly exciting. This is like having lower bowl seats at a basketball game. Like, every seat is amazing. And John, we're going to be sitting here. I don't know if Gavin's going to throw out the first pitch or you're going to throw it out or who's going to throw it out.
You are.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. That's a deal. That's a promise. I'm in. And just imagine, you're going to have lower bowl seats. You're going to have Geloff at second base. You're going to see Otani. You're going to see Aaron Judge hitting home runs out there. This is what an incredible day. This is epic. It's historic. We're really grateful for Doris's partnership and her family's service to the state. So thank you. Thank you, Doris. And it's a huge privilege to be here alongside my friend John, Barry, Mayor Guerrero. John, thank you for this opportunity to be part of the A's legacy and show the world why Sacramento is a destination city for Major League sports. I also want to thank MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. It's an honor for West Sacramento to host Major League Baseball at Sun Hill Park. We're committed to providing A's players and fans with a world-class baseball experience at Sutter Health while also continuing the beloved tradition of minor league baseball and the Sacramento River Cats. When I bought the Kings over 10 years ago, I said that Sacramento would never play second fiddle to any other city in the world. And the success of Golden One Center has proven that this region can be a mecca for sports. We have an incredible community of professional sports in Sacramento. Today's announcement marks the next chapter of professional sports in Sacramento. We have a tremendous opportunity to showcase everything the region has to offer and demonstrate why it is deserving of an MLB team. This is an exciting time to be a sports fan in Sacramento, and I know the community will welcome the A's here with open arms. And now, this is the win, right? Okay. John, we're making this challenging on you. Is that better?
They turned it on. We turned it on. It's turned on.
It's on?
Yeah.
Okay, so John, it's going to be a little easier on you.
Oh, the wind's calmed down just as I got up here. I just want to say how excited I am to be here in West Sacramento, in Sutter Health Park, celebrating a momentous day for this community and a momentous day for our 123-year-old franchise. I want to extend my thanks to Vivek, who's not only a good friend, but a great business person, great associate, and for helping make this day possible. To you and your team at the Kings, at the Rivercats, working with you guys has been a dream for our guys as well. I want to thank Mayor Guerrero, who and the whole West Sacramento community for being so welcoming to us. And I just want to say we're excited to be here for the next 3 years, playing in this beautiful ballpark, but also being able to watch some of the greatest players in baseball, whether they be athletics players or Aaron Judge and others, launch home runs out of this very intimate, the most intimate ballpark in all of Major League Baseball for the next 3 years. And we're looking forward to this being our home until we move on to our stadium in Las Vegas in 2028. So thank you, everybody, for all your hospitality, for being so welcoming. And now I'd like to pass this on to Barry Byrne.
Thank you, John. Well, in our organization, we use these terms, money, power, deals, you know, because we put our heads down and we really work hard to do big things for our community. So, I want to thank Vivek. I told Vivek, you kind of saved us twice. You know, he kept the Kings here. And, you know, the narrative of California and our communities are getting a little roughed up. And the narrative in our region, our community, is we're on the rise. I want to thank John Reinhart for his help. I also want to thank my boss, Matina Kalkutronis, the chairman of the board of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, the highest ranking female executive in the NBA. You know, I when you put women in charge, like, stuff just starts working. I don't know. I just need a few more years, so just hang on to that for a while. But what I love best about this is, you know, in order to change our own community's future, we've had to change how we think and see ourselves. And we've struggled to see ourselves reaching our full potential. And I really think this is, you know, there's a saying when you're working together in a community and you want it to be its most inspired state. How do you get your community on the map? We're on the map today. We're on the map. Thank you, John. Thank you, Sandy, for taking 1,200 phone calls and always being nice. I want to thank Angelique Ashby, our state senator. Stand up, Angelique. Up, right there. We need a counterpuncher in the state capitol. We got one. And we got a state senator that stands up for us. No more elected officials worrying about what they're doing next and what their future looks like. We need elected officials to worry about our future as a community. You can always count on Senator Ashby to be one. So thank you. So we know the impact, right? You know, we have an entire multi-month built-in media marketing campaign called the A's. I think this is going to be the most fun stadium to watch a game in Major League Baseball. You know, and one of the other things that's really important is, you know, we're so thrilled today, but we're not satisfied because in 2028, there'll be more teams to compete for, and we want to be a permanent Major League Baseball franchise. And as long as the A's get the support they deserve, we might have a guy on the inside over there putting in a good word for the Sacramento community. So I'm super grateful. It's an exciting day. I want to thank my team is in the back, a bunch of young Tigers that fight every day for us. And it's my pleasure to introduce the mayor of West Sacramento, Mayor Guerrero. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you, Barry. And thank you, everybody, for being here today to join us in this historic celebration of Major League Baseball here in Sutter Health Park. Thank you, Vivek and John, for making this happen, for your leadership. West Sacramento loves you. loves your Major League Baseball here. We're going to make this beautiful, intimate place a welcoming, embracing environment for you. We are so excited for this historic day because it's been a dream of West Sacramento to have a Major League team here. And when Viva came here to get the Rivercats, I felt that power, that passion. I saw that this man is going to make things happen and bring West Sacramento on the map. Thank you so much. Thank you. And John, hard work running a team. I've seen it happen. And you know what? We're so excited to have you here and making this a reality for us. We embrace you. All of West Sacramento is going to thrive because of your presence. And so thank you for also the leadership. Grateful for all you've done and making this happen. We know it's a team effort here. And also our city council members are here and Yolo County supervisors are out there. Wave your hands. Thank you so much for being here and joining us in the celebration. This is going to bring an economic prosperity here for all of our restaurants, Franquette's, The Barn, down the street down to Midway Grill, and also Sal's, and other restaurants that are up and down the beautiful riverfront. It's going to be a place where you can stay, eat, ride your bike here, and just come in every which way you can. We have everything in place. We've been waiting for this moment. We've been building the riverfront for this moment. And we are ready to make this happen and make it as successful, as Barry said, more than the 3 years. So we are here with you, making it happen. So thank you so much, everyone. Excited to have you here joining us in this celebration. And let's play ball in the future here. Woo!
So you just heard from, multiple people, Vivek.
They got the whole crew there.
Mayor West Sac, a bunch of people speaking.
You got Dave Cavill there.
Dave Cavill, John Fisher. And they're now taking a picture we will throw back if they have anything more to say or if they go to Q&A. All the A signage is up out there. You can see it. And, some of the initial quotes that really got me, Chris, was – Vivek and, I just talked about him being a businessman and that's really all he cares about. He said, I said Sac would never play second fiddle to another city.
Right.
Does it feel like that's true or not in this situation? Because you're not, but in reality, you kind of are because you are being used to go to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So it's good spin, but ultimately
you're the middleman.
I know John Fisher and Vivek are boys,
allegedly,
right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm pretty sure John Fisher wants to go to Vegas. So they have a weird
they're showing all the media out there.
Yeah, it's a zoo out there, by the way. There's a lot of people out there, and you can see the excitement on everybody's face.
I mean, you heard the claps too.
And we're trying to confirm we're doing a lot of things in here. We're trying to confirm who the second or third person that spoke.
Right.
And he said something to the effect of, if this goes well, we can show the people up top
what Sacramento
can do.
Right.
And that's really the play here.
I think so. I mean, I still think that the overall hope, if you gave, my favorite bit, if you were to give Vivek truth serum, I think that the hope is actually that the sale goes through. I mean, we've before we even talked about the A's coming to Sacramento, we were chronicling the Vegas move, and that thing is not going smoothly. So I think everybody recognizes that. I mean, it's the same reason why, Sacramento wasn't the only city bidding to have the A's move there. They were considering moving to Salt Lake City, and arguably Salt Lake City was the better setup in terms of everything that it had around it. It's a lot closer to Vegas where for when they move there and all that stuff. I think Vivek's truth serum plan is to have that Vegas thing fall through and have it make a lot of sense to just stay where you're at, and maybe it's not so bad. But definitely, I mean, at least even if that plan doesn't come to fruition, I definitely think that, yeah, Vivek sees this as just an opportunity to shine a huge spotlight on Sacramento and its ability to carry another major league franchise. It's going to be interesting. I mean, yeah, like you said, it's a lot of spin going on. I think there's, of course, a lot of people who are going to paint this with rose-colored glasses. But, you know, there's a lot of logistics questions that come with this move as well. Like, you know, besides the fact that it doesn't seem like the ballpark is necessarily fit right now to house major league attendance. You know, where are the players going to stay? Where's the staff? This is not a basketball team that has 12 players and, you know, maybe the same amount of coaches. And, you know, you're talking about maybe 30 to 50 people in a basketball. Like, a baseball team in itself is a ton of people. Then you bring all the managers, you bring all the equipment staff, all that stuff. You know, are they all staying in the Sawyer? Are they staying in the Embassy Suites downtown? I'm sure they figured all of this stuff out, but you know, it's not a completely perfect situation, and I'm excited to see how all of that stuff pans out, because I do think a lot of this is going to be them figuring a lot of things out on the fly. And I mean, they have a year to get it done, but even then, I feel like there's going to be a lot of things that are kind of shotgunned.
Yeah, obviously, the deal falling through would be easier to handle. The deal falling through would be an easier path. The chances of that happening, we will know more
in the
coming years, honestly. And Mayor Guerrero, who spoke, and again, if you missed the Mayor Guerrero of West Sac, we will be replaying the whole thing at 12. We have Mayor Guerrero, who's being interviewed by KCRA right now. Let's go ahead and throw to it.
Has been dreaming of a major league team, and having the A's here play, we are going to embrace you, A's, and your fans are going to have a great time in this beautiful ballpark. It's going to be an intimate setting where you're going to see all the other teams come in here. So we're excited about that. We've been dreaming about this, and it's just a historic day for West Sacramento.
And quickly, one more question while we're live on air. I do want to ask you, what went into making this deal a reality for the city of West Sacramento and the greater Sacramento region?
It is the leadership of Vivek and John, that they've made it happen. And that leadership is incredible. That friendship they have is just, you know, as you heard, goes back a ways. And so that leadership in us as a partner, saying we are here to support you to make it happen.
Okay, and how are you going to make it happen with a Major League Baseball team and, of course, the River Cats? We can't forget the home team here, too.
Well, those are details that the team owners work on, and we'll do what we can to support that here, and we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it work.
Okay, and the infrastructure, we'll get the infrastructure all up to snuff to accommodate the influx.
That's right. We had our police and fire chief here because we all work together as a team to make this a reality and make it work for everybody. For all the fans, enjoy the riverfront, enjoy our beautiful Sutter Health Park, and also just come and take a look at the team close up front in such an intimate ballpark.
All right. Thank you. Martha Guerrero, Mayor of West Sacramento.
So, a lot to get into there.
Yeah.
The one word that I think will be thrown around a ton, if you caught that, is intimate.
Intimate.
That's how they're saying it. It's a VIP type of swag out there. It is an intimate setting. That is the word that they will be using. We have some quotes that we want to break down when we return. And the bottom line is, if you're Mayor Guerrero, this is a great day for you. They got asked about the Rivercats. She said, that's not really my problem.
Yep.
I am happy that they're here. Whatever happens after the next 3 years, we'll figure it out. But this is a great day, and we can count the amount of time she said, great day for West Sacramento. And it is. In a vacuum, it is. When we return, breaking everything down, if there's any more sound, any more live hits that come about, we will continue to throw to them. Don't go anywhere. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Okay, we are back, Styles and Watkins, and we are about to throw to Barry Broom of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council. He is the one who had some things to say about just the future of the A's.
Been a legacy play, but now, you know, in modern competition, you know who we beat? We beat Salt Lake. Salt Lake's got a Major League Soccer team. You know, and so, you know, that's a community on the rise. So we've proven we've got more to offer a second major league sports town than any town in America. And if I'm Major League Baseball or Major League Soccer, I'm putting a franchise here as soon as possible.
Sounds like lots more groundwork is being laid for the future of sports in Sacramento. Thank you for your time this morning. So that's a sense of what's happening here at Sutter Health Park. Still many more thoughts to be shared on all of this. We know Michelle Dapper is on top of it.
Caught the end of that, and we will continue to cut all that sound and have it ready for everybody to play. Going to open up the phone lines as we continue to go back and forth with some of this sound. And again, we will be replaying all of this at 12 o'clock if you missed it. 916-339-1140. How are you feeling about the move? How are you feeling if you're an A's fan that lives in Sacramento? If you are not an A's fan, but you might become a baseball fan, do you feel the word that's been thrown around is, do you feel dirty? Do you feel like Sacramento is being used? Or do you feel like you're just going to enjoy some baseball for a couple years and whatever happens, happens? We know, as much as Barry Broom has mentioned, and he spoke during the actual press conference and then got interviewed multiple times, his whole shtick is, whether it's Major League Baseball or MLS, this is a trial period for us in Sacramento to prove that we can have a team and that we can be a great location for a team. So that's his whole thing. Yeah. We talked before the break about whether the A's fall through or not. You can't say that, right? So you're going to say the right things, and that's exactly what Barry's been doing.
Yeah, man, it's a really tough situation to try and figure out just, you know, where the ethics lie on all of this, man. I'm still really torn, just because, you know, of course, like, again, it is really, I would just say it's regardless of how you feel about whether how this thing's going to ultimately pan out in the long run, it's hard for me to not just fully lean into the fact that this is good for Sacramento, even if it only is for the short term. You know, I don't know how much longer or how long the, you know, economic boom is going to be from this 3 years of them being here. But I do know that this is the only chance that Sacramento would have gotten. And it sucks that it does come, you know, in a pretty hypocritical way because of the fact that, you know, the Kings were saved from moving. And now this is a situation where, in a way, Sacramento is kind of doing or help aiding what almost happened here. But at the end of the day, I mean, the city is looking out for itself. And, you know, I know people from Oakland don't want to hear this, and Oakland A's fans even don't want to hear this, because the A's home is in Oakland. But I still have to believe that this is the next best outcome. If it wasn't going to be in Oakland, which, like you said, you stated the question earlier, like, was this going to be John Fisher's plan anyways? He was never going to make a deal with Oakland. It was either always going to be Salt Lake or Sacramento, or maybe whatever. They play in the Vegas minor league park.
Careful.
Any of that.
Yeah.
If that was always going to be the case, it feels like them only moving an hour and a half away is the next best result. I have to believe that.
Yeah, the bottom line is that it is good for Sacramento. Yeah. I mean, there's no denying that. Whether it feels dirty or whatever the case may be, again, in a vacuum, this is a historic day for Sacramento. Yeah. This is a great day, even if they leave.
Yeah.
Even if 100%. They leave. Chris, yeah. I have up the map right now.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at all these cities, not just in Sacramento. You look at I'm going to pick random cities, Chris. Cottonwood and Anderson and Oroville, all these places, did they ever think they'd be driving distance away from Major League Baseball? Even if it's only for 3 years.
Right.
Even if it's only for 3 years. These places, a lot of these places just pick random teams because they never thought. You can keep on going an hour away, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how that affects weekday games, but weekend games, they are going to make a time out of this. There are baseball fans everywhere, right?
Yes.
And whatever fence you fall on, there are going to be some A's fans that say, hey, I don't want to be part of that. There are going to be some Sacramento residents that say, I don't want to be a part of that.
Right.
But you're looking at different cities all across Northern California that never in their wildest dreams they thought they'd be driving distance to Major League Baseball at any level, because I know somebody's going to say, well, the A's stink or whatever it is. Well, I'm just saying nobody ever thought that they'd have this. So you have to take an opportunity like this. I'm not saying you should feel great about it, but the bottom line is I just don't know that John Fisher was going to play ball. Maybe he would have been forced to it. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of things, if you're an A's fan and you still have John Fisher and you do stay in Oakland for the next 3 years and he doesn't want to be there, Are you just still doing reverse boycotts? Right. I'm not being sarcastic or facetious. Right. I truly don't know, and I know that nobody knows because it's just a rough situation. The phone lines are lighting up.
Matt George of ABC 10 is reporting that John Fisher also left without answering any questions.
That is not surprising.
No, it's not at all.
That is not surprising. He got in and he got out. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop, 916-339-1140. Let's get out to Amid Rock, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Amid? What you got for us?
Hey, guys. Great show. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
I'm a Red Sox fan, and I love watching baseball. I mean, I would go pay big-time dollars to go watch the Red Sox play the A's. The fact that the Red Sox and the A's are going to be playing in my backyard, man, I can go ride my bike. It's going to be great. I think it's a great thing for Sacramento, just the city in general. It's bad for Oakland A's fans that live out there, but, you know, I live in Sac. I'm selfish. So for me, it's great. And I think, like you said, around the surrounding areas, they may be A's fans, and, you know, they're going to pick up a whole new level of, you know, fandom out in just in this area that don't have to travel this far, because, you know, driving to Oakland wasn't easy. I mean, if you had to sit on that 880 and wait to get on that expressway to, you know, just get in the ballpark, it was a madhouse. So, you know, just wanted to say that I'm kind of happy. Actually, I am happy that Sacramento is getting another major league team, and that, you know, sucks for the A's fans, but that's all I had to say. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Amid Rock. The bottom line is, you know, in sports and in life, a lot of times we don't want to believe that two things can be true. But you can be happy for the city of Sacramento and also feel bad for the city of Oakland. Sorry, Nate is all up in my ear because apparently we have someone that is or that was associated with the reverse boycott. Stu is on the line. What's up, Sue? What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
So, my name is Stu. I'm live in Vacaville, and the reverse boycott was actually my idea.
Oh, wow.
It was a funny story. I had this idea, and I posted on Twitter, and it became this viral tweet. A tweet from a 60-year-old technology challenge guy became this viral thing that was shared like 59,000 times. It was kind of ridiculous. It was my idea. I'm a longtime A's fan. Perspective, my first season ticket package was in 1987. Okay. Now, again, I'm in Vacaville, so it's about an hour to the Coliseum, and it's, what, about 35 minutes to West Sac. So on the surface, you would think I would probably be happy with this. The A's belong in Oakland. John Fisher is the worst owner in sports. These things I think we can kind of agree on, and I get it. Something cool in Sacramento for a few years. But I would be very careful about being too happy and celebrating. Mm-hmm. Because, gosh, I sure do know a lot of Kings fans that were literally in tears over the team possibly moving to Seattle or Anaheim. And now just, what was it, 10 years later, celebrating that very thing happening to another community and the A's coming to Sacramento. It just is very tawdry, and it seems very hypocritical to me. I would be very leery of this partnership between the A's owner and the Kings owner, because don't think it can't happen anywhere.
Right.
This is a business. The owners do not care about the fans. They want you to think they do because that's great PR, but that just equals more money being put in their pockets.
Thanks for the call, Stu. Yeah, look, when the shoe is on the other foot, it can be tough.
Yeah.
And I appreciate everything Stu has to say. And the bottom line is, I guess the issue is, how are you supposed to feel?
Right. No, and I mean,
they're coming either way.
I honestly think, like, hearing that too, I think Sacramento's been about as respectful as possible. Like, I think, I mean, you know, whatever the big business people are going to do what big business people do. But the actual conversation that I've had with a lot of people in Sacramento, I mean, besides Sacramento A's fans who have been and I don't mean the team, I mean fans of the A's who live in Sacramento, they have been very, very adamant that they believe that the A's should stay in Oakland. They don't care that that it's closer for them at all. They're saying it needs to be in Oakland. I think this city has, if anything, like, they're very, very aware of all the emotions that go into this. And I feel like there hasn't been a big victory parade.
It's a tough situation, man.
I think all the higher ups are all happy. You hear clapping in the press conference and all that. But I think if you actually gauge the people of Sacramento, I think it's very conflicted. And there's definitely a level of respect for what's going on.
It's a tough situation, and the bottom line is, once it is on your side, you're going to feel happy about it, right? Yeah. I mean, I guess the thing is now, if there's going to be a beef between Oakland A's fans or fans of the A's in Oakland and now Sacramento, my question is, what would you then ask of Sacramentans that had nothing to do with this and now all of a sudden the A's are here? Right. Are you asking them to boycott? Right. I mean, the bottom line is, John Fisher, as of right now, isn't selling. Maybe down the line he is. But these people that have this amount of power that you think you're affecting them, but it doesn't feel like you are. So I agree with you in that I don't think that Sacramento so far has been, oh, whatever. There are people that have some stupid things to say, but that's just not from Sacramento. That's all over people that don't understand the Oakland A's situation. So that's not just Sacramento. The bottom line is, once the deal is done and the ink is on the paper and you live in Sacramento, I think it's okay to be happy, but not say, "Hey, man, I didn't move. I'm not John Fisher,
right?
I didn't move the team, but I do have a daughter, or I do have a son, and I did grow up loving baseball,
right?
So am I not supposed to go? So I guess the question is, what is the level of happy that you're allowed to have without being disrespectful? Because nobody's trying to be disrespectful.
No.
But it is a merry-go-round. This happens all the time. This is sports. It doesn't make it any better. It's like when you have a grandparent or somebody that's sick and it's finally their time to go. Doesn't make it any easier.
Right.
But we all saw this coming to some degree. When we get back, continuing the conversation, shout out to the Sack Chat going crazy. Shout out to the text line as well, 916-339-1140. Paul, we see you. Steven, we see you. Tyler, we see you. Right after the break, we're getting all three of you. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
The A's and or the Athletics, that's what they will be called. They're not going to be called the Oakland A's. They're not going to be called the Sacramento A's, much to Carmichael Dave's chagrin. And I guess when it's all said and done, assuming all of this works the way that John Fisher wants it to, they will be the Las Vegas A's. So they're just waiting for that.
Can they just be like right now they can be the Sacramento A's of Las Vegas? With like a question mark at the end?
You know, and we're about to get to these calls, but I am interested if it bothers anybody to the point of being used, right, as far as there being no Sacramento A's. And it doesn't have to be official. And maybe they'll make some unofficial Sacramento A's apparel. I mean, it's the least they can do. Maybe not stuff that the players wear, but maybe things that
Nike's making like seven jerseys a year.
If you want money,
get one that says
Sack. Refuse to make anything Sacramento. Doesn't that kind of feel like the mistress deal? Doesn't that feel like I can't take you out to dinner, but let's go to the hotel and we can DoorDash something? We can't be seen out in public. This is kind of dirty.
Yeah.
You got to make some Sacramento stuff.
That's exactly what it is, though. So, like, they can do whatever they want.
That's
right?
True.
They can just play games.
Does
with
it
us.
Make you feel any differently if they don't make any Sacramento A's gear? Any?
I mean, that's super whack.
It would be crazy to me if they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It would be crazy. Here on the text line from the 530-916-339-1140, if you want to be a part of the conversation on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline, don't feel dirty at all. We aren't the city taking the team out of Oakland. Vegas is. We can feel sad for Oakland and excited for Sacramento at the same time. That is from Cliff, and we love it when you put your name on the text. Yeah, I get that, right? Again, you're not part of any of these dealings. You're not part of any of these business decisions. You just live in Sacramento. Are you supposed to not be happy? But you can still feel bad for the city of Oakland, just like people felt bad for St. Louis, and just like people felt bad for Oakland when the Raiders left. I mean, this is what it is. It doesn't mean that you can't enjoy things. And we know the thing that we continue to see, and I see it on the text line, there's a difference between what happened with the Kings and what happened with the A's. You ask 10 different people, you'll get 10 different answers. Yep. 916-339-1140. Let's get back to the phone lines. Paul has been hanging on. What's up, Paul? What you got for us?
Hey, guys. I'm from Baltimore. And when I was growing up, I'm 42.
Mm-hmm.
The whole story that you guys, I'm sure you're aware, is when that great Colts owner stole the team and moved it to Indianapolis.
That's right.
And then the entire time when he moved the team, he went to Jacksonville, and he had a big press conference, and he had a big rally, and he went to all these other cities that didn't have teams at the time, and they, you know, basically negotiated this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was scummy that way. And that's the same thing that John Fisher did, okay? Mm-hmm. And, I think it is in the best interest of the community. I'm fully aware that in the mid-80s, in the mid-90s, you guys tried to get the Raiders and the A's, and that you were going to build a stadium. So I'm fully aware of the legacy of that, but it is completely makes you guys look like a bunch of suckers as a community, and you guys look like scabs, not you guys, but the people that run your city. They look like scabs, especially the owner of the Kings. He looks like a scab. He looks like he's in a smokers club. That's what I consider all of these, like Major League Baseball has some smokers club, the NBA, the NHL, of course the NFL. They all have a private smokers club, and that's what we saw today. They got up there. They had a private conversation between each other. They gave each other all high fives, and then they didn't want to answer any questions because they have nothing. They can't answer any questions because they know they just took a team that 100%, if you just let someone buy the team, they'll fill the stadium. I mean,
yeah.
Let's be serious. And you guys are sitting here saying that you guys want to wear a jersey with – I have no disrespect if you want to wear a jersey with your city name on it.
But Paul, if you were in Baltimore, like really Paul, if you were in Baltimore and you lost a team and somebody was visiting a team and you never got to experience it and you love baseball, whatever sport it is, you just wouldn't go. You just wouldn't go.
I would not go.
Okay, you can say that. I don't know. Thanks, Paul. All right, 916-339-1140. Let's get to Tyler, who's been waiting on the line. What's up, Tyler? What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, just want to let you know I'm born and raised in Sacramento County, live in Roseville right now, never lived anywhere else, and I'm a diehard Oakland A's fan, and I definitely believe that the A's belong in Oakland, and I'm not excited about them going to play at Raleigh Field, which is just 20 minutes from my house. I'd much rather drive an hour and a half to go see them at the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I would question anybody that's a Sacramento resident, if they are excited about this and they call themselves an A's fan, I would honestly question their loyalty to the team. I think that the A's belong in Oakland. I understand why city leadership would pursue them, but I'm just bottom line, I'm an Oakland A's fan, Sacramento resident, and A's still belong in Oakland, and I will never go see them play at Raleigh Field.
No, and I get that.
Yeah,
that,
I respect that.
I get that, and I want to keep it going here and keep the conversation going. I mean, my question is ultimately, what about people that, I guess, weren't initially A's fans, or how do you feel about people that are just happy that they lived in Sacramento or they lived in surrounding areas and they had no clue that they would ever get to see Major League Baseball? You have a connection to the A's. What if you don't? Or what if you are an A's fan? I guess my point is, as an A's fan, and now that they're leaving, are you just going to no longer have a team?
I don't know that answer yet. It just depends on how it feels when they play that first game in Las Vegas. But to your first point, I don't hold any animosity to the casual Sacramento resident that probably just wants to go out for an experience. I think that they're probably going to draw really well. I mean, the Rivercats draw really well. I imagine the A's in Raleigh Field will draw even better. So I don't have any animosity, but I don't want to be associated with the A's of Sacramento. I'm true blue Oakland A's fan.
Yeah, I hear you on that, Tyler. And it's tough, right? There's really no right answer. And stuff like that, Tyler, to have that conversation and for him to have a take, I'm cool with. I'm not gonna sit here and listen to some person from Baltimore that has no connection to the A's just say, you shouldn't do this. Yeah. You have no connection to the A's.
Feel ashamed.
You have no connection to Sacramento. That's just a waste of our time on a day like today when we're trying to talk with people that actually have stake in the game. Let's go to Garrett, who's been waiting on the line. What's up, Garrett? What you got for us?
Hey, guys. I just want to say, Paul, from Baltimore, man, who hurt you?
Yeah.
And if you need a hug, brother, come on down to Sacramento. We'll get you a hug while we're watching an A's game.
Oh, man. Too soon, Garrett.
Secondly, Tyler, I had really great points, but the only thing I got to say is, man, I am a diehard A's and Raider fan.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those teams are leaving Oakland, but it's not, I don't know, man. To me, the city is cool, right? Tag the city name to the – it's the team. I am a Raider fan. I am an A's fan. Raiders moved to Las Vegas. They're still my team. A's are moving to Sacramento and then Las Vegas. They're still my team.
Mm-hmm.
I will still follow that team. I'm so excited to have the chance to take my daughter to an A's game that's going to be like 20 minutes away. I live in Woodland.
Sure.
It's like 25 minutes away from me now.
Yeah.
Instead of having to drive all the way to Oakland or drive to Fremont to take BART, whichever one you want to do. But, I mean, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I think it's a good move. To all the people that are going to say, oh, how could you stand by this? Do you have kids? If you do have kids, imagine seeing their faces when you can take them to a game 25 minutes away and see professional players do their best. Now, the other thing about it is, as long as Mark Kotze and Scott Emerson, a.k.a. Carmichael Dave's clone, as long as they're not a part of it and they don't come with it, man, that will be an even bigger package deal. But I understand if they have to. I'm excited, guys. I'm excited.
No, thanks for the call, Garrett. And there are – we talked about the breakdowns of how many people, which types of – fans will be filling up that 14,000 attendance.
Yeah.
You have people that aren't really connected to baseball at all, and they just want to be a part of it. You have people that are A's fans, and they just feel like how Garrett feels. And you have people that are going to see the Red Sox and the Yankees, whoever, the Orioles, whoever your team is. And there are going to be people like this.
Yeah.
And that's what Vivek was banking on.
Yes.
This is exactly what Vivek wanted, even if they leave. When we return, more of your calls. Tim, we see you. AC, we see you. Steven, we see you. Jacob, we see you. Jess, we see you. We're getting to everybody and the text line on fire. I got to read some of these during the break. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.